the airwaves and dial in. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Not quite as beat as I was last night doing the show, Mark. Yesterday, I spent pretty much all day washing dishes.
How is this?
That was my job.
How did you, I mean, why is it that you had to wash dishes the whole
time? Well, I didn't have to, but since I wanted to help out in the kitchen with the whole Thanksgiving Day meal making
And you're pretty incompetent when it comes to making your own food.
I mean, I can learn that kind of stuff, but Julia and her brother Chris were here, and we had a nice time, and they made a whole bunch of food, and I washed a whole bunch of dishes, and we had some people over that didn't have anywhere else to go for their
You make it seem like they're vagrants or something. They're just people that came over to share a meal with you.
Well, right, but they didn't have anywhere else to go. They didn't have a family, for instance, to go to.
Well, that's for it. So it's probably more accurate to say that they didn't have family to go. They had a place to go that was here, and if they didn't go here, they would have gone someplace else. The way you phrase it makes them look like bums, and they're not. I know them all.
Well, where else would they have gone is the
Any question. Place they darned well felt like.
Thing is, there are not very many options on Thanksgiving. For
yes,
us.
There are. There was a giant party down in Winchester that they would have enjoyed very thoroughly.
If you're a single person, most of the people that were here were actually Julia's coworkers, so no, they wouldn't have been invited to that
not
party.
The ones I saw.
Okay, well, anyway, so what I'm telling you is that there were a number of people here that would not have been invited to that party, and so therefore they would have had nowhere else to go.
All right, well, you're feeding the bums. That's nice of you.
They're not bums necessarily, Mark. It was Thanksgiving. I was working that particular year, and I didn't have anywhere to go, so I went to Denny's all by myself.
That's because you treat people like they're bums, Ian.
What are you talking about?
You didn't have any place to go because you don't know how to nicely state that people came to your house to
it's
enjoy Thanksgiving
I was
with
working.
You.
What do you what?
Go on.
I'm telling you that
Tell
years ago when I was working at a radio station, I was working at the time when people were doing their Thanksgiving thing. So I had nowhere to go, and that's okay. I went to Denny's. They took care of me. 800-259-9231. When you go to Denny's on Thanksgiving, by the way, you can only order one thing.
What's that?
The Thanksgiving Day special.
Really?
That's it.
Huh.
You can't order anything else. They give you this little menu, which is specially designed for Thanksgiving, and I think you get to pick maybe some of the customizations of things that come on the Thanksgiving Day special. Like, you know, if you don't like cranberry sauce, they won't give that to you. You can probably put something else in there.
More stuff
instead. But there's one option. Interesting.
It is interesting.
So you can take control of the airwaves, whether you want to tell us what you were thankful for yesterday. We never really got to that opportunity on the show. At the very end of the show, we'd been through all kinds of different stuff, and we never really had the chance to stop down for a moment and talk about what we were thankful for yesterday. So, Mark, do you want to throw that out there?
You know, it sounds trite, but I've got to say that I'm thankful for my family. You know, I'm thankful for Jack, who's 20 months old and just a joy to watch do everything as he discovers the world and you know, minute by minute I can be, you know, be given joy in whole new ways just by watching him. I'm, you know, happy that I have my wife and that I can spend the whole day with the two of them, that I have a job that I can spend the whole day with the two of them. And, you know, that's what I'm thankful for.
I am thankful for, as I mentioned last night in very brief fashion, very thankful for everybody that listens to this show, everybody that has ever told anybody else about this program. Of course, our Free Talk Live amplifiers that, you know, contribute financially to the well-being of this program and helping us get on more radio stations. The radio stations themselves, the 58 stations now that we have on board, thankful to every single one of them for being trailblazers and taking a little bit of a risk with adding Free Talk Live. And, of course, our Free Talk Live advertisers, everybody that's ever, whether you've ever just bought a banner ad from us once or you've bought a very large advertising package or your SACL CAI, thanks for Jason Osborne. but thanks to everybody that's behind this show in one way or another. Advertisers, like I call them the three A's, the advertisers, the affiliates, and the amplifiers, and, of course, the listeners as well. I'm thankful for all of you. And, you know, this isn't – I don't feel too cheesy about this because I'm thankful for this on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. I just don't say it on the radio every single day because, well, you know, we don't want to spend airtime on
it. It'd get tired,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But I'm always thankful for those folks out there that are part of this show and listen to the show. And, of course, Julia and my new family here in New Hampshire, which are all the wonderful, many of the wonderful activists that are up here. There's so many of them, I can't begin to name them all.
You know, I think it's funny when people call into Rush Limbaugh's show and they say, "I love you." He says, "I love you, too." What a weird thing.
I've said I love you on the air before.
I know, but I think we've said it, but I've said it kind of in a joking fashion, because it's so strange. Like, do I love them? Well, I love them.
Not like you love
Laura. The show.
You don't love them like you love Laura. You're not going to make love to them.
I love them in the way that I love living human beings that aren't being mean to me.
Yeah. That's what it is, right?
It just seems so strained.
Do you feel strained when you say it? Maybe you shouldn't say it. I don't know. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. So I'm thankful for the level of freedom that I do have, because we certainly have a better life today than we would have 100 years ago. I'm thankful to be alive now and a part of this wonderful liberty movement also. I think that's something to be very thankful for, to be here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and surrounded by like-minded, liberty-oriented people. I'm very thankful for that. My life has changed drastically in the last 3 years because of that.
Well, ditto to that. But, I'm thinking, you know, all the radio shows have the one thing that they say when the callers say when they come in, like the Rush, people are like, ditto. Mega dittos from Cleveland or whatever.
Okay.
And then the Michael Medved has you dementia. And then Glenn Beck is you sick freak. And I'm sure that there are others.
Okay.
Sean Hannity's you're a great American. And I think that what it should be for Free Talk Live is I love you, because it's just so weird.
I don't know. I don't know if Free Talk Live should have one of those things. I think it's cheesy.
It's funny. They amuse me.
So let's see. What else? Oh, I guess that's pretty much the majority.
Yeah, I have to agree with what you're saying. I mean, all these things are things that I'm thankful for too.
And I try to take a moment out of every day of my life to appreciate those things and more, because I think it's important.
Gratitude's extremely powerful. I mean,
is appreciation the same as gratitude? It's close. Is it the same?
I think so.
Okay. Well, yes. Being appreciative of the good things that you have and the people that you know, and I think that is very powerful and very important. And so that's why I take a little bit of time out. I probably should take more. I probably should learn a little bit more about meditation and try to get into that. That's one of the things I feel like I fail at. I feel like I kind of rush through giving appreciation on a daily basis. And I don't know if I don't feel very good about that. So, but I do like to think about those things. I do like to appreciate, because, well, it's a lot better to spend your time appreciating things than being angry or being frustrated or disappointed.
Disagree with that.
Yeah, so focus on the good things, right? 800-259-9231. You can share what you want with us. We are Free Talk Live, and we will take your calls about anything. And we'll be on, by the way, live tomorrow night, too. So we're as normal this week, Monday through Saturday, live, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, at freetalklive.com and a 58 radio station. So let's go and get right into things here. You know, I mentioned the Free State Project. I mentioned being appreciative of all of the wonderful people that have moved here to New Hampshire and of all the people that are planning to make the move to New Hampshire. Coming up in 2010, there's going to be a whole caravan of people coming from California, driving across the country to come here and make their move and literally pick up their lives and move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And, of course, it's a movement that is encouraging thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people to gather together in the same place. And inevitably, it's something that comes up a lot on this show because, well, they're
sponsors. Yeah, they're sponsors, and we're signers.
We were signers before they were
sponsors.
We were promoting them before they were paying for promotion.
Yes, and we are their most successful means of promotion, and we are definitely...
Except for word of mouth. We're close, but not quite there.
Sure. But we were definitely, zealous advocates for the Free State Project. And
that bugs some people.
Well, yeah, this is from Gene the Christian Anarchist.
Who is a Free Stater.
Yes, he is. But, this is advice. I don't think this is as much,
unsolicited
advice. Right. It's unsolicited advice. And we advocate unsolicited advice around here. If you have that,
sure.
Send it in.
Email it
to
us.
I may be nice when I respond to you. I may not.
You may not get a response.
And you may
not. Don't feel bad.
So
we get a lot of emails.
Yep. He says, I just read this little front part here so that you can feel the appreciation. I see how Ian loves to pick on you on the air and the way that you battle back. Makes for good radio. I see how he loves it when I call in and pick on you, and he gives me lots of airtime, but when I call to pick on him, he tends to cut me off a heck of a lot earlier. It's his show.
I don't know about that.
I'm happy to get in there as much as I do. I do do my little part about educating people about liberty.
Yeah, he's buttering you up. All right, we're coming back.
He's just right that you're a jerk.
We'll see what Gene has to say here in a moment, and take your calls about what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free span protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Some restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5233. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. If you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. This day after Thanksgiving, we're here live. We'll take your calls, as we always will, about anything. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free on the site, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download they're right there on the front page of the website, free for you. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free at freetalklive.com. Now, are you interested in journalism and passionate about liberty? Are you of college age? Well, if you are, you can learn about print, broadcast, or investigative journalism by interning at a newspaper, media network, or state policy organization. The program includes a week-long career workshop, a stipend, and housing assistance. You can receive
stipend.
Darn it. Can you? Is there an alternate one?
Not that I can really find. I think you're just nuts.
Stipend. Anyway, receive mentoring and job search assistance during and after your internship. Placements available now for the summertime and fall. You can get into summer placement if you get in at libertarianinternships.com by January 31st. That's libertarianinternships.com. As we continue with the email from Gene the Christian Anarchist, what is it he has to say here tonight, Mark?
Well,
a little critique?
A little critique for you basically. No, this is for both of us.
All right.
He goes on, I think you guys need to back off a bit on the Free State Project, though. Usually you guys are very appropriate on that subject. And, you know, I think we have backed off to some extent on our avocation of the Free State Project as the only solution for liberty in our lifetimes. However,
it's the best solution, in my opinion.
In my opinion, it is the best solution. I don't see another one that has much merit.
You're right. I think we did say it was the only solution in the past, but I think it's the best solution.
I don't know that we've said only or best.
And I don't know either.
I couldn't tell you one way or the other.
In my head.
But, you know, like... I suppose I can travel to, you know, the next town over by going towards the next town, or I can travel all the way around the world to get there. So by saying that it's the only, I think you're still saying that it's the best, right? Like the only route from here to there is that road that takes you from here to there. It's not true, right? Like you could get in a plane, fly all the way around the world and get there.
I think it's different.
That route stinks.
I think saying it's the best is... and not quite as firm as saying it's the only one, because there could be a better one. Like, a better one could pop up any old time.
But
we could say, wow, we made a real mistake moving here to New Hampshire. We should have moved to wherever or do whatever the new best solution is.
Well, I'm not too far from feeling this way. That, you know, you ought to just give up on liberty if you're not going to move to New Hampshire. You know, you ought to shut up and quit bothering your friends who don't believe in liberty about liberty because they don't care.
Are you? I don't agree with that. I think that you should, if you love liberty, you should continue working toward it.
So
I think it's pretty much futile.
So that you can then find out that it's really find out, you know, full fledged that it's futile, and then you'll make the decision to move the Free State Project.
Hey, that's a good point. Yeah. Well, right, Mark, because if I hadn't have worked so hard down in Florida, where I come from, in an attempt to achieve some semblance of more freedom, then I would not have perhaps been as acquainted with the failures of the political system and the frustrations that I experienced, I would not have experienced, and so therefore coming across the Free State Project message wouldn't have really been as, as sexy for me, wouldn't have failed.
Let me finish with Gene's email, and then maybe we can talk about us a little further.
All right.
Usually you guys are pretty appropriate on the subject, but Saturday you went into a 10-minute rant about how everyone else on the planet is wasting their time on liberty issues unless they're part of the Free State Project. I like the Free State Project, too. I'm signed up. This is Gene the Christian Anarchist. I think that it's one of the best programs around, but it's hardly the holy grail. If you keep bashing people who either cannot participate or choose not to participate, you alienate them. Soon they will get tired of listening. I'm concerned about Free Talk Live growing too. I remember when Ron Paul...
He's referencing the guy that called in from Florida that was pretty frustrating to you in particular, Mark. Mm-hmm. His attitude, where he was basically saying that he likes the idea of freedom, but he's not really willing to...
Yeah, I'm not picking up and moving to New Hampshire. It's too cold.
Right. It's cold. Was his excuse. And you called him a sunshine patriot, basically. I mean, I don't know if you use those terms, but hey, the guys that fought for freedom way back in the day were doing it without shoes in the cold.
You know,
they were
belly forged, dying
in the woods, freezing to death. So we've got heat. It's pretty cushy up here. The jail isn't like they would have been, you know, you actually just get put in jail for a little while if you, you know, do some civil disobedience.
Right, which, the vast majority of Free Staters have not been put in jail and have no intention of going to jail.
Right, but I'm just saying, those that have been put in jail, you know, they're just in jail. They're not executed by the Redcoats. It's not quite as dangerous or volatile of a situation as it was back then.
He says, I remember...
So that was what was frustrating to you.
Right. I remember when Ron Paul started CampaignForLiberty.com, and Ian made some comments about it being nothing more than a blog, and not a very good one at that. Yet now this Ron Paul thing has grown into possibly getting some real activity in auditing these crooks who are robbing us blind.
Oh, he's talking about the audit the Fed bill.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it the case that that's been gutted?
You're so ready to believe bad news. This is politics, man. It's like sausage making. It has not yet been changed. It's not passed.
I heard that it's been changed so bad that not even Ron Paul would vote for it now.
Well, that happened, okay?
Okay.
But that's not the only... It's just an amendment. That doesn't mean it's over, that the battle's lost.
No, you're right.
So, who knows what's
going to happen? But I don't expect anything out of it.
I don't expect much out of it either.
Okay.
I hope that they pass something, but I...
So he's blaming me for being cynical. So because Gene the Christian Anarchist is still, I guess, for whatever reason, even though he calls himself an anarchist, very excited about the prospect of the End the Fed bill.
Are you saying that the campaign for liberty wasn't successful, hasn't been successful in spreading the ideas of liberty?
Did I say that?
No.
No, I didn't say that. I was talking about the audit the Fed bill.
He's saying that it's that there's some real stuff happening around it.
He was saying
he gave one example.
He was talking about the audit the Fed bill,
shall I read this to you again? He's using it as one example of how it has gotten real traction.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was Ron Paul that put that forth, not the Campaign for Liberty. The Campaign for Liberty is promoting the audit the Fed bill, as are a number of other organizations around the country. So whoopee-doo.
I don't understand where you're coming from on this. Because of the activity around Ron Paul is likely the reason that the audit the Fed bill has gotten the traction that it has gotten. And there is a lot of activity around the Campaign for Liberty, and I think that they're having some success. I mean, admittedly, it's...
Which successes?
A certain amount of water to spreading the word. Isn't that what the activists here in New Hampshire are doing at this point, spreading the word?
Oh, okay. So, yeah, if that's what they're doing, then that's fine.
Okay. I mean,
he made it sound like there was some sort of political success attached to the Campaign for Liberty, and I've not seen that.
As far as I'm concerned, getting a majority of the members of the House to co-sponsor a bill to audit the Fed is a success. I mean, it hasn't changed anything.
Show me when they reduce the size of government. Let me know. I'm waiting for that one.
I'm for that, too.
Yeah.
But, what can I say? I think that he's making a salient point.
Yeah. Well, Mark, I mean, there are a lot of organizations out there that support the ideas of freedom, or to a lesser extent or a larger extent than some others. I mean, there's the Libertarian Party that has brought some people into the ideas of freedom. Now it's been corrupted. The message has been poisoned. And I don't know if it's even valuable having that particular organization around anymore. I don't know where the Campaign for Liberty is at today. All I ever do is get... money requests from those people, so it just seems to me to be yet another kind of liberty-oriented, let's change politics at a national level organization. Maybe they are bringing people to liberty. That's great if that's the case, but don't expect me to get excited about yet another national
phenomenon, though. I mean, they are what the result of the Ron Paul phenomenon was.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. That's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50-90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Features including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. wiki.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word of the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. And LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. It's also really, really inexpensive compared to going to a lawyer and getting incorporated in that fashion. They do all kinds of legal documents, including patents, wills, trademarks. They, of course, do the incorporation and LLCs. Use code FTL to save $10 off of your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
As we continue here, we're going to get to the remainder of Gene's email. How much more is there?
Very little.
Okay. We'll just go ahead and do that. We do need to get to some phone calls here about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. So Gene is basically saying, hey, you guys need to lay off this whole heavy-duty promotion of the Free State Project as though it's the best option for liberty. There are a lot of other good options.
That he was after.
Okay.
I mean, that's the impression I'm getting from the email.
Well, what happened was he heard us talk to a guy last week on the Saturday show who was basically talking a good game about freedom, but when we proposed the idea of moving for freedom, he said, oh, it's too cold. And, you jumped on him for that, Mark, but I think he deserves it. I mean, don't act like you can accomplish something significant where you are. It's not very likely. If you're in Florida, it's just not very likely that anything's going to happen in the direction of more freedom. I mean, the libertarians aren't going to start winning out of nowhere. They haven't ever won anything down there. The Republicans have done nothing for freedom in Florida.
Right. Republicans are winning in Florida and therefore have no reason to change what it is that they're doing. What they're doing is successful. So, yeah. And what they're doing is also has nothing to do with liberty. So
exactly.
you know, why is it that you think the Republicans are going to be the saviors?
But then he's also saying that he thinks there are these other things that are very exciting out there, like the Campaign for Liberty. And I was looking at their website over the break and pulled up some statistics on it, and it's a very popular website. It seems they've done a good job with bringing people to it and exposing their ideas and exposing their brand, if you will, and getting people in the Liberty Movement to rally around whatever it is that their current little projects are. And I think that's great. You know, anything that brings people to Liberty, I'm all in favor for, but don't expect me to get all excited and send them a bunch of money when all they're really trying to accomplish is changing things in Washington, D.C. That just doesn't jazz me up, man.
It doesn't jazz me up either.
And I'm looking here at the Campaign for Liberty website, campaignforliberty.com. In fact, they're going to be buying a banner ad with us here shortly on the show. So, I mean, I value them for what they do, but I just don't think it even comes close to the potential of what could happen when you actually get liberty-minded people together in the same place, which is the concept of the Free State Project. And there are some people that are involved in the Campaign for Liberty that I like personally.
And plenty of people that are involved in the Free State Project are involved with Campaign for Liberty.
Sure, sure. So do whatever you want out there. I've never said that you shouldn't. You know, if you want to stay where you are and go at it and do your best to advance liberty in your lifetime where you are, I wish you the best of luck. And I hope that you'll call us when you have some success and tell us about it. Because I would love to talk about it. I would love to see some sort of burgeoning liberty movement spring up elsewhere around the country and start bragging about their successes. The folks in Phoenix are doing a pretty decent job of...
There's a lot of work going on there.
Right. They're promoting themselves, and so therefore they get attention. Good for them. And I acknowledge that they exist. And I also would say that if they would do those same things up here, of course, a lot of things they do down there they wouldn't have to do up here, like the Freedoms Phoenix people are out there doing the 4409 traffic camera, mm-hmm. red light camera. You don't have to do that here in New Hampshire. That one's already taken care of. It doesn't happen here. They don't have those, at least as I understand it.
Right. If we could get the guys from Phoenix to pick up and move over here, it would be very, very dynamic. You take the dynamic stuff that's going on here and then add them to it, I think that would be amazing.
It'd be a coup.
But, we're going to have to be more successful here in New Hampshire to lure those guys in. That's all. That's
absolutely
the only reality of that.
And that's what we're working on.
Yep.
So go ahead with the remainder of this.
Okay. So he says, such an audit, he's referring to the audit of the Fed bill, such an audit will do wonders in waking up the sheeple to the rape these men with guns are guilty of daily.
Presuming it's done as Ron Paul intended and not gutted.
So there are other things that people can do and are doing within the sphere of influence, and those things are not pointless. I know that we will not be in a position to move to New Hampshire for at least 2 years, and who knows what that situation will be then.
Sorry to interrupt. Back to the auditing the Fed thing. I was thinking of something else on that. Let's presume it does go through as at least in most of the way that Ron Paul wants it to. So let's presume his original proposal stays intact and is not heavily modified to the point where it's completely useless. Gene was talking about how people will get the word of this and it'll help wake the sheeple up. How many news editors are going to lead their newscast or even include in their newscast a snooze story about the Fed? How many? Because money Fed talk stuff is not really leading news. I mean, for us in this in the liberty movement, it makes sense and it's exciting to us. Wow, you know, they're going to audit the Fed. We're going to really show them what's for now. We're going to prove to the world that it's a big scam. We're going to show them that it's a fiat currency and they just print out as much as they want, and we're going to prove it. But if no one's paying attention, then did the audit really happen? You know, I mean, if it comes out, the news comes out that the Fed has been audited and it hits the liberty community. Well, that's great. They can cheer and pat themselves on the back. But if what Gene says doesn't actually happen, and that is the sheeple of America are still completely asleep as to the nature of the Fed and its scam, the scam that is the Fed, then what really has been accomplished? That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah.
Just me being cynical about the federal government.
I'm with you. You know, I just don't believe that there are any victories to be had on the national level other than garnering attention from people who have some interest in liberty and getting them to move to the Free State Project. I just don't see anything else being very darned effective. I'm for the end the Fed bill, the audit the Fed bill. I'm for all of these things. I'm for liberty for every man, woman, and child on the planet. However, I think that there are some paths that are more productive than others, and I can only the only productive path that I see the only productive path that I see to liberty, and it's still kind of shaky, right? Like, the Free State Project isn't a guarantee.
There you are using that only term. But I would say
I mean
the
it's
most
the
productive.
Only one, really.
I'd say it's the
I
most.
Think the Free State Project is only iffy. Do you see what I'm saying? And that's the only one, and it's iffy. That's how I feel.
Right.
We plan to do a visit up there. He says he's coming up to maybe in the spring or summer and check out the possibilities, and I plan on visiting you guys there. And, of course, since Gene's an amplifier, he'll be welcome to come sit in the studio and, you know, watch the show. But, you know, I understand his critique, and maybe I went a little hard on people in general when I was trying to go basically after that one Sunshine Patriot that called in on Saturday. But, you know, there you go.
So that's that. We go to Bob, then, in Ohio, listening to WCER in Canton. Bob, you're
hey.
On Free Talk Live.
God bless and happy Thanksgiving to you fellas.
What's on your mind tonight, Bob?
Well, a number of things, if I could run over them quick. First of all, did you guys take any survey of how many people ran down from New York, New Jersey area when they were going to slam dunk all those people up there on taxes? Did you have a lot of influx of people there? Being a former Bostonian, I will say about New Hampshire. New Hampshire is one of the most beautiful states in the Union. So if
Thanks.
You can move to New Hampshire, that'd be a wonderful thing. And can you comment on that?
I haven't the slightest clue as to how many people have exited New York and gone anywhere, but I know that people did. I remember hearing an anecdotal story about one guy who was paying $13,000 a day or something like that in taxes that decided to exit from New York because he couldn't handle that anymore, and he wanted to keep that money and decide for himself how to spend or save or give it away.
He was making some good money if he was losing $13,000 a day.
To where he went, I do not know, and I don't have those statistics.
Yeah. Second of all, I believe that anybody that can move to New Hampshire, they'd enjoy it. And it's a beautiful state and lovely people.
Thanks, Bob. I know you had something else you wanted to go over, so I'll bring it back here in a moment at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, it is Black Friday, so if you have any Black Friday-related stories you want to share with us, whether from the customer side of things or the retailer side of things, any insanity you want to tell us about, feel free to dial in on that as well. Anything goes. Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, and if you like this show, we would like you to vote for us in the podcast awards. And you only need to do it for the next few days. So over the weekend, every single day, you can vote once at podcastawards.com for Free Talk Live in the political category. Just scroll down the page with the third category from the bottom on the right-hand side. Political category, select Free Talk Live, enter your name and email info at the bottom of the page. And that's that. I mean, you might be email verified just to make sure you're a real-life human being, but otherwise, that's your vote. And then you can do it tomorrow and the next day and the day after that, all the way through the 30th. So thank you to everybody who has voted for Free Talk Live, and thank you to you if you will vote today and continue to vote, even if you only have time to vote once for whatever reason. Thank you for that, too. Podcastawards.com. It's your votes that are going to allow us to defeat Rush Limbaugh. We can do it, but we need your help. At podcastawards.com, vote Free Talk Live in the political category. And Free Talk Live, by the way, is brought to you by Manchester Brewing, the purveyor of tonsil polish and spandex remover since the Norman Conquest. ManchesterBrewing.com. 800-259-9231. Back to Bob in Ohio, listening to WCER. Bob, I think you said you had something else you wanted to touch on tonight, so go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I hope you fellas have the fortitude and the perseverance and the courage to take on the John Holdrens.
Who?
And the Maddox and
who?
The Sorsky.
I don't know who you're talking
George
about.
George Sorsky people and the Al Gores. I hope you have the courage.
Al Gore, that makes that name rings a bell. But who are the other three?
Well, John P. Holdren. You don't know who that is?
Sorry, no.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. Well, he's connected with the Federal Reserve and the corporate board structure of the other tentacles of George Soros. Okay, and Treasury people and the Federal Reserve. And third of all, I hope you guys have...
Wait, hold on. Now, what are we supposed to do about this guy? I'm a little confused as to what you're asking me.
Well, the lies and the spin that control the news media out there that are making you guys more popular every day. And there's plenty of room for other talk show hosts if they're honest and want to address the issues that national television doesn't want to address.
See, I try not to, as far as the Federal Reserve is concerned, we're clearly against the Federal Reserve on Free Talk Live. We understand the ideas of sound money, and the Federal Reserve ain't it. The idea of bringing gold or silver backing to currency, or just, you know, opening up the marketplace and allowing the free market or the market to provide various different currency options and allowing the market to decide what's the best, I think that would be the ideal situation. So I don't have to know who the chairman of the Federal Reserve is or whoever the hell John Holdren is, whatever the various different board members are. The individual bureaucrats that run these organizations are of no consequence to me, so that's why I don't know those.
CFR, Trilateral Commission, in the United Nations, trying to rob you of your freedoms and your constitutional rights, the United Nations, the Trilateral Commission. Are you familiar?
Are you making a point there?
I heard the term, the Trilateral Commission. I mean, I don't know whether I don't know anything about them other than they exist, and it doesn't sound like anything good's coming from it if they do exist.
The people that are, Bob, hold on. The people that are robbing me that I'm most concerned with are calling themselves the City of Keene and the State of New Hampshire. The federal government is a danger for certain, but they're not as close to me and they're not as dangerous because I can easier avoid their taxation than I can the local gangsters. So I'm not so much concerned with all those folks. And what am I supposed to do about the CFR and the Trilateral Commission anyway?
Well, what we need to do is demand that Mr. Barry Sotero provide all information from his birth and birth records.
Who is
to
that?
His dual, Barry Sotero, our unduly elected president, Mr. Obama.
Is that your real name?
His real name's Barry Sotero?
Yeah.
So it's quite
but
an allegation.
We demand that he provide all. He had duality passports.
So you one of these birther types, huh?
Yeah.
What does it matter if he was born somewhere else?
Well, because he's not allowed to even run for president, you have to be born United
What do you think
States.
They follow their own rules in Washington D.C.? What makes you think that? Hold on, Bob. What makes you think that even if you could make them, let's say that what you're claiming is right, and that this guy Barack Obama was born in a different country, in a different political designation, different imaginary political designation placed upon a plot of land. Let's say he was born elsewhere. And that you managed to get what you want. That means that all of a sudden the election has been invalidated and he is booted out of office and presumably Joe Biden would then take his place. What have you really accomplished?
Well, I'm looking for criminal charges of bribery and other charges.
What will that accomplish?
Pardon?
Okay, let's say you bring him up on criminal charges and let's say you even convict him and he goes to jail. What will that accomplish?
That will put a little fear into God into the professional bureaucracy down in Washington, D.C. That will crack the wall, the Berlin Wall we have down there hooked up with the corporate lobbyists and the professional congressmen that make a lifetime of robbing the U.S. people.
But those professional congressmen, I mean, if you look in the last couple of years, there's been a few of them, including senators, too, that have been brought down. And I don't know that the fear of God has been put in any of those thieves and miscreants that make their living by pilfering our money.
If they didn't go to federal golf courses and get the judges to give them federal golf courses and spa hangouts, if they put them in hardcore prisons like out there in Arizona, some real old prisons where they didn't have spa and golf courses. And
do you realize, Bob, what you're calling for? I mean, what you're saying is
revolution.
Just sounds to me like you want to tweak the federal government a little bit.
Yeah, it doesn't involve anything.
I think they've been tweaking us for the last 20, 30 years.
How about you just stop going along with it? I mean, why not just instead of trying to advocate for, I mean, this is what you're advocating for, Bob. You're advocating that the justice system, so-called, the judicial branch of the government, all of a sudden whip itself into shape and start holding the other branches accountable for their actions. And it never has, and it never will to any significant extent. There are the occasional things that they'll do to kind of try to show the world that, hey, the system still works. Look, we made the right decision here. But in many other cases, like the Kelo decision out of New London, they just clearly make it crystal clear that they aren't interested in what their constitution says, that they're totally interested in arbitrary control and power and aggregating more power to themselves and their buddies in the other branches. And
you want to stop that, correct?
You're calling.
Oh, yes.
Of course, of course.
Of
but
course.
What you're calling calling for is not very ever likely to happen because all of the incentives are stacked against what you want. So it seems to me that what you're advocating is completely futile. What would be more realistic is instead of hoping or cajoling these people into behaving correctly, that you just stop supporting them with your money and your consent.
Our money is our vote. When we stop with the people that are perpetrating chips, RFID chips, et cetera, like at Walmart and other stores, Texas Instruments, and a number of
Walmart
other companies.
Doesn't put RFID chips in your body. They
were
put
the
them
ones
in products.
They were instrumental in getting barcodes and pushing money.
Thank God they got barcodes on products because it makes it easy for people to get rung up at the cash register. And RFID is not dangerous when it's not implanted in you or in your identification cards or something like that.
Well,
Walmart uses RFID to tell its stockroom clerks how many pallets or how many boxes of Polaroids there are on a pallet.
Well, that's already admitted by many large people, head of the government and the United Nations. They want a one-world government. You don't want that, do you, fellas?
Of course not. I don't want any government. Thank you, Bob, for the call. Appreciate
Thank
hearing
you.
From you. 800-259-9231. Because I know I don't want a coercive government, I don't want this violent monopoly, I also know that there's nothing I can do that is going to change their behavior. There's nothing I can do as little Ian Freeman on his talk show to make the people in Washington, D.C. all of a sudden stop going along with the same old things they've always done. That is responding to the corporations and the lobbyists and aggregating more power to themselves, increasing taxation, increasing the size, the scope, and the strength and the intrusiveness of government. That's what they do, man. And there's nothing that I can do to affect that beyond telling them, go to hell, I'm not participating with this anymore. I don't see you as legitimate, and I'm going to encourage other people to not see you as legitimate anymore. I'm going to encourage them to laugh at you, and I'm going to encourage them to ignore you, and I'm going to encourage them to encourage others, because that's something we can control. We can control ourselves and what our role is in all this. But if you think that you can make the judicial branch hold somebody else in government accountable at the federal level, you're dreaming.
Well, if you need people to do it with you, what you're proposing, you can just go to the We the People organization at GiveMeLiberty.org, and they can, you can sign up on a list for a lawsuit that says you're going to withhold your money until they answer some questions.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. I don't want their answers. I mean, I'm with you there. For those people that want that, go for it. I don't want their answers. I don't care what their answers are. They're violent, and I oppose them. It's Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.